Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So as we say goodbye to George Saunders, we say hello just for a minute to Brian Lehrer Show producer Jody Avergan, who is here with some important news related to construction site fencing. Hi, Jody. What you got?
Hi, Brian. Yeah, I think we're just going to have to cancel the rest of the segments today to really dive into this important news. But no, up on our blog right now, we have a little post explaining the phenomenon of construction site viewing windows. So I'm not sure if you've noticed this too, but I've seen more and more of these little window cutouts in construction site fencing around the city. And for a while, I thought that
you don't just walk by, you know, this blue wooden slat that runs across the whole block. There are cutouts there. You can actually look into the construction site.
Right. I'm the type of person who, up until very recently, was always trying to, like, climb the fence and look over, or, you know, peer through the fence or whatever. And now that was you.
Huh?
Right. Well, no, I think there's a natural curiosity about what's going on behind that fence in a construction site. And now there are these cutouts in the fence at about eye level that you can peer through and look through and see what's happening in a construction site.
And they're not just there out of kindness.
That's right. There wasn't sort of a mass generosity on the part of the construction industry in New York City. Brian, I know you like to read city council laws, and I think I noticed that you had local law 47 tucked under your arm the other day.
Before I go to bed.
Exactly. But I don't think you got to clause subsection 3307.7, which now requires every 25 feet along construction fences, a 12 by 12 inch viewing panel, which is the technical name for it, covered in plexiglass. So there was a city council law that was passed, which went into effect last June. So projects that started before then, this doesn't apply to them, but every new project since then now has to have that peephole for you to be able to look into a construction
site. To what end? I'm sure it's not for the curiosity of the neighbors to say, oh, what's going to go there? Another CVS?
That's right. We reached out to the DOB and sort of tried to get a sense of why is that there. And they did say that there is a sort of civic function. For one, you know, you've seen those signs that say call 311 if you notice something improper, you can report it anonymously. Well, it's a little hard to do that when you can't actually look into a construction site. The DOB told us that it allows their inspectors to do their job better. And it's also, I think, part of this greater push to sort of give people a better sense of what's coming down the pike in terms of construction around the city. Along with this viewing panel law, there's a law that you now have to have a rendering of what the building will look like and very clear information about who's behind the project. So, you know, Bill de Blasio is pledging to build or preserve 200,000 units of affordable housing. Eric Adams sort of joked the other day that there's going to be so much construction in the city that we won't be able to sleep. So as we see more and more construction, I think you're going to be able to get a real sense of what's coming around the corner.
So your idea is to take up the Department of Buildings on its offer?
That's right. So we've started a photo project around this. So the idea is, if next time you're walking by one of these construction sites, you see one of these viewing panels, take out your phone and take a picture through that viewing panel and either tweet it or Instagram it to us using the hashtag ConstructionPeep. And people are already starting to send these pictures to us. Tell us where you found it. And, you know, it's very anecdotal, but we'll start to get a sense of all the construction that's going around the city. If you can take a picture also of that rendering alongside the viewing panel, we'll start to build a gallery of photos taken through that construction peephole.
So snap the rendering and also look in those new mandated by law peepholes into construction sites and take a photo and tweet them or Instagram them to us.
Construction Peep is the hashtag.
Use the hashtag Construction Peep, P-E-E-P. And to put this in an even broader context, we're using this as a chance to launch a bit of a new reporting project, which Jody's going to head up. On our Brian Lehrer Show blog, we've recently explained some of the obscure rules about turning left in New York City, why the parking meters are always in effect, even when alternate side is canceled. And, of course, the controversial world of bodega cats, which you may have heard us talking about recently on the show. The point being that we found that people like these sort of city explainers. So, Jody, what's the new project that this construction peep photo thing is the first one of.
Right. So next time you have one of these little curiosities about the city, something you're trying to figure out, a little mystery, don't just let it fester and bother you. We'll figure it out for you. We'll look into it for you. We want to answer these burning mysteries about the city. So we're gathering questions on Facebook right now. You can also vote on Facebook by liking the questions that you like. A conversation's already broken now. And from time to time, we'll just follow up and hopefully start to answer some of these things. And we're looking for questions that do have an answer, but are maybe just beyond the grasp of Google, right? We're not looking for stuff that you could just easily find out, but something that requires a little bit of reporting. Obviously, we're not looking to wade into tough political issues or whatever, but I think people are starting to get it, this sort of sense of there's a little bit of a city mystery out there. Let's let the Brian Lehrer Show poke around for
us. All right. So listeners, your questions like that we'll dig in into the future, use our Facebook page for that, facebook.com/BrianLehrerWNYC. And if you want to participate in the first one, the question being, what the heck are all those little holes that now let us peer into construction sites, by taking your own photo into those sites through those peepholes and tweet them or Instagram to us using the hashtag ConstructionPeep, singular?
Peep. Yeah.
ConstructionPeep. Jody Evergreen, I look forward to the results. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.